see, where were we? Okay, here we are. What kind of stuff would a man dress up in to wear to church on Sunday?
What kind of?
Yeah, what all would a man put on?
I'd like to get a little bit closer.
Okay. What would a man put on to wear to church on Sunday?
Well, we have what they call Sunday clothes, Sunday dress clothes. You have your regular suit and most likely a white shirt or a figure shirt and some kind of a tie, maybe a bow tie, maybe hang on a bow tie,
mm-hmm.
and a pair of dress shoes. And then during the week of days, it's either maybe overalls or some everyday pants, you might say. Everybody dresses different.
Uh-huh. If it was a three-piece suit, you'd call the inside piece.
A vest, yes. Three-piece suit. That's correct. You call it the dress suit, a three-piece suit.
Okay.
I didn't think about that word.
Well, let's see. Used to be men had before they wore belts. The men had.
Well, most had suspenders. Also called galoshes.
Oh, really?
That's a weight. I don't know where it comes from, but suspenders is the correct weight for pulling up your trousers.
The
pants or trousers, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
The weight trousers isn't used very much.
No, I knew that. Galoshes, is that an old-fashioned name or what?
Well, I don't even know how it originates in nothing. And you don't hear that anymore either, but 70, 50 years ago, you heard that word, and you read it in stories, too.
Uh-huh.
But suspenders is the proper name, weight for that.
Okay. Let's see. If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them stick out, or what's another word for it? If you put a bunch of stuff in your pocket.
I never heard of it.
Okay.
I wouldn't know how to answer that.
Okay. You might say, this shirt isn't sanitized. I sure do hope it won't...
What? Shrink.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she sure does like to...
Dress up.
Okay. Something that a woman would carry her money in, would you call it?
Well, I'd call it a handbag.
Okay.
Or maybe purse.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. If it was small and just had a clasp on it, you know, just for carrying coins?
That's still a purse.
Okay. And a woman, we call, a thing that a woman would wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
Okay. And suppose there are a lot of little round beads or something strung up together and put around your neck. What would you call that?
Well, there used to be a type of jewelry called lavalier.
Oh.
You don't hear that no more.
No, what is it exactly?
It's a chain with some kind of an ornamental thing on there.
Uh-huh.
Could be a stone or could be something else. Otherwise, necklace.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
okay. If you're
trying
to tell a necklace.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay. And, what do you call the thing that you put over the bed when you make it up?
Bedspread.
Okay. Ever caught anything else?
I couldn't think of anything else right now.
Okay.
What did you say over there?
Ever hear a counterpin?
Oh, yeah, but that voice is not used very much nowadays.
Yeah.
It's bedspread.
That's your cover.
That's your fancy cover.
Yeah.
Tied to blankets and to quilts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I say, too. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a... What?
Pillow.
Okay. And, let's see. What do you call a kind of pillow that's usually round and it's long? Did you ever see a pillow like that?
Yes, but I can't think of the name of it now. That was just used as a bolster.
What would you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and it's hand-pieced out of scraps of leftover clothes and things?
Quilt.
Okay. Is there a difference between just a regular quilt and the big fluffy kind? I mean, you've seen the kind.
Well, the fluffy kind of thing you would call a. You tell me. A comforter.